Welcome to another edition of Where Have You Been? The show where we look at things to do and places to go around the Second Life grid with your hosts, Caledonia Skytower and Elric Merlin.
This is a damn fine cup of coffee.
Kelly? Hello there. Well, that was an odd way to begin the episode.
Hello, Rick. Don't fret. Today we are visiting a tribute in Second Life to filmmaker David Lynch's landmark mystery television drama Twin Peaks.
Oh, that makes perfect sense now, in its way.
Well, before we get lost entirely, let's help our listeners out with some context. For those who may have missed this over the last 50-plus years, David Lynch is an American filmmaker, visual artist, musician, and actor. His style is distinguished by unique surrealist qualities, an embedded spiritualism, and a wicked, quirky sense of humor. A group of creatives led by Myrdan Sommer have created Lynchland in Second Life as a tribute to Lynch's work, and specifically to the 1990s Twin Peaks television series, the 1992 film Fire Walk With Me, and the Showtime limited series Twin Peaks The Return. This project was brought to our attention by our friend Honey Heart of Elite Equestrian, and I am really glad she shared it with us.
Why is that?
Well, for one thing, Lynchland is a superb, detailed build that perfectly evokes not only the aesthetic of Lynch's work, but also the locations in the Pacific Northwest where the Twin Peaks exteriors were all shot. For another thing, we usually do our first pre-Halloween episode right about now. And indeed, all over the grid, people are dredging out the scary clowns, the rusty, freakish carnivals, and the abandoned asylums, and all the other Halloween tropes that sprout like prolific mushrooms all over the grid this time of year. It could be suggested that Lynchland has something in common with those popular tropes, and yet it is also unique. What it does successfully and on its own terms is project a sense of foreboding and of something not quite being right.
That's intriguing and perfect as we look ahead to that most haunting of seasons. What do you think contributes to that sense?
Well, structurally, the use of space is excellent, especially the vertical siding. There is not a lot of space, and what space they have, they use very well. You could easily get lost, which might have unforeseen consequences. There is a main road where you land that features a diner, a row of shops and galleries, a gas station, a drive-in movie theater, and a roadhouse. Those items are pretty easily absorbed when you first land, and you can be drawn into what interests you. They do a great job of setting the tone, and then there are several paths that wind away from the main road, and that's where the mystery begins, as elements along these paths are cunningly revealed. It's a great place to explore by walking.
I see here in your notes that walking is not the only way to navigate Lynchland. There are detailed teleport signs throughout the build that give you a generous index of locations to choose from, and an experience-based teleport HUD is available as well. That must make getting around easier, especially for fans of Twin Peaks who might be more familiar with the various elements of the show.
It really does make it easier, and I like that they give you choices of how you want to experience the build. They have also cleverly built a number of the more surrealistic elements of the Twin Peaks canon in skyboxes. Some of them are simply locations to visit and perhaps find a cool photo opportunity, and one of them, Dream Logic, is set up as a music and dance venue.
And you mention here in the notes that they handle these skybox teleports in a different manner. Can you elaborate on that?
For certain destinations, such as Dream Logic and the Black Lodge, both the teleport boards and the HUD could potentially take you directly to that destination, but for whatever reason, they don't. They take you to a vignette of the destination set elsewhere in the piney splendor of the main build. From there, you can teleport to the destination. Now, whether it was an offshoot of a group building process or some other logistical concern, the effect of this two-step process is to ask you, do you want to go to this place? Do you really want to go to this place? Which I think is actually very appropriate for a Lynchian themed celebration.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. It seems that this build also nods to other Lynch works, such as Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, and Wild at Heart. And whilst Lynchland is dedicated to David Lynch, there are a couple of galleries featuring the work of individual artists, including the work of the owner, Merdin Summer.
Yes, I like that feature of Lynchland, the galleries. Also, things happen at Lynchland, not just abstract things. To quote from the region information, we are a bunch of creatives that wanted to do a pop-up event about Twin Peaks, but before we knew it, we'd rented half of Sim and started building a town.
Isn't that just the way things sometimes happen?
It really is. And without going about madly clicking on objects, which could lead to something completely unexpected in a place like Lynchland, I could not identify the various members of the creative team, but I applaud them, whoever they are. They have really done an outstanding job with this project, and the love shows through, which is the mark of the very best tributes.
Now, I know from our previous seasons that there are certain things that you get tired of and tend to pass over in terms of the greater horizon of spooky builds in Second Life. On the surface, I wouldn't think that something as surreal as Lynchland would appeal to you, but clearly it does. Why is that?
That's a really good question. I found myself drawn back to Lynchland time and time again, and every time I did, I discovered something new. It's just incredibly well done, from the overall structure of it to the granular details. And by well done, I mean that the details go deep enough to evoke the proper feeling from the visit, but not so deep that they create a jumble and a clutter of too much to absorb. There's rhyme and reason to the placement. It's just very strong visual storytelling. And for me, it also evoked not just the Twin Peaks story itself, but also the time in my life when I first encountered the work in the early 90s, how game-changing it was in terms of small-screen media and where I was at during that time in my life. There's a little personal nostalgia attached to Twin Peaks for me. If I were to sort of sum up the impact of the show in an oversimplified statement, I would say that Twin Peaks walked so that WandaVision could fly.
Walked? You mean firewalked, surely?
Of course I did. If you are a fan of the work of David Lynch, or of Twin Peaks, or maybe you just want to explore something different as fall sets in, consider visiting Lynchland and opening your mind so it might potentially be blown. If you're interested in their events, look for the owl panel that can get you sorted with event notifications when you visit.
Yes, of course, there would be an owl panel. You can find the slurs for Lynchland and the link to their Flickr group in the show notes for this episode at vcradio.org. The region of Pearl Coast is rated adult.
And remember, Bob is the evil that men do.
You've been listening to another edition of Where Have You Been? The show that looks at things to do and places to go around the Second Life grid on Virtual Community Radio. For more information on the latest episodes, visit the website at vcradio.org.